Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is going to be making a major announcement on conservation funding to help landowners protect and restore key farmlands, grasslands, and wetlands across the country. Mr. Secretary, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Susan. Thanks very much. Several months ago, I traveled to Pennsylvania to announce one of a number of Farm Bill programs that we were excited about implementing, the Agricultural Easement Program, which basically combined a number of easement programs and conservation programs. We were anxious to see the reaction to this combination effort, and we were not disappointed. Obviously, the effort will be focused on water quality, wetland storage capacity, habitat production, as well as trying to provide assistance for land that is at high risk of development and erosion. We received over 1,450 applications under the Consolidated Agricultural Easement Program, totaling up to $546 million of requests that would have covered 345,000 acres. We were able to identify 380 easements that qualified under our program, $328 million being announced today for those 380 easements. It will cover 129,000 acres. 60% of those acres would be farmland and grasslands, 40% wetlands, with a real focus on water quality and wetland storage capacity and projects that involve the California Bay Delta, the Red River Valley, the Mississippi River, Upper Mississippi River Basin area, habitat protection in Louisiana and Florida, and certainly out west with the sage grouse, and lands across the United States are at high risk of development. We're excited about this. These easements are of varying lengths, and we are very appreciative of the interest that has been shown for this program, and it speaks highly to the wisdom of Congress in terms of passing a farm bill and getting this program set up. So again, 380 easements being announced today, funding $328 million, covering 129,000 acres under this new Consolidated Agricultural Easement Program. This is another indication of a farm bill that is really focused on partnerships. In this case, it's between landowners and the NRCS USDA, providing assistance and help to conserve and preserve land for high and best use. Other examples of partnerships include the work that we're doing on establishing the safety net for producers, the regional conservation program, which is a companion to this agricultural easement program, the new foundation that's been set up, our work in exports, and certainly our work in energy following a couple of announcements last week in terms of new biofuel opportunities. So exciting time at USDA, and excited to see the interest in this program.
Mr. Secretary, before we bring the call to a close, anything else that you want to add so that our listeners leave?
Well, I think I want to leave folks with the same message that I started, which is that I'm very proud of the team here at USDA in terms of its implementation of the Farm Bill. You know, we have done a lot of work in the first 6 or 7 months since the signing of this Farm Bill. We still have work to do. We obviously are now looking forward to the additional modeling and education information on the safety net programs, ARC and PLC, which we hope will be forthcoming by the end of this month, which will give producers several months to make a very important decision for their operation. We just launched the Dairy Margin Protection Program, and people have until November 24th to sign up for that for 2014 and 15. Obviously, again, very, very concerned and make sure people are aware of these deadlines coming up in terms of the disaster payments. We've already processed over 240,000 applications, paid out over $2.5 billion. There's obviously more work to be done there, but we want to make sure that people are not surprised if it turns out that they don't get their appointment in time, or they don't they forget or put off until after October this effort because they're busy doing other things. It could cost them some money. And I also want to take this opportunity to remind people about conservation compliance, which is another deadline a little further down the road, June of 2015. But folks do have to have their 1026 form on file. Otherwise, they won't be able to participate fully and completely in our crop insurance programs with subsidies and the farm program. So I want to make sure folks are aware of all these deadlines.
Mr. Secretary, thank you.
Thank you.